Dear beloved of God, grace and peace are yours this day in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and Lord. Amen. Well, we are so close to being done with the book of Acts this summer. I hope you have enjoyed our walk through this book, learned something new, and most importantly of all, have had your faith nourished a little bit. If not, well, we are so close to being done with the book of Acts. Today, we find the Apostle Paul in the city of Athens. Athens is the epicenter of all good things philosophical, religious, artistic, cultural. It is where all of the smart, cool kids are hanging out. And as Paul is moseying about this magnificent city, he sees all kinds of idols and shrines that are dedicated to the various gods that are worshipped in this Athenian cultural landscape. And he notices that one of the shrines bears an inscription on the altar to an unknown god. It seems like it is maybe a just-in-case-we-missed-one kind of shrine. And it piques Paul's curiosity. So he starts chatting with the locals in the synagogues and the marketplaces, and he gathers a bit of a following. Some people find him to be strange, weird proclaimer of foreign divinities. Others are curious. And so as Paul chats with all of these folks, he seems to be celebrating what the Athenians are already perceiving, that there is a divine presence behind the beauty and the order of creation, that they have sensed a generic, broadly experienced truth that has resonated across cultures and centuries, that this world is beautiful, and there's a interesting, incredible intricacy to the natural world. Paul is acknowledging a longing that exists within the human heart to be a part of something bigger, a sense that we're not alone here. And all of this points to something or someone being responsible for all we see around us. Paul goes on to note that our human ability to perceive God's creative work in nature is, by its very essence, proof that something is out there. Now, sometimes when I'm out in the world, I will chat with folks who say something to me like, well, you know, I was communing with God this morning on the golf course. Or I went to church this morning during my hike. Or I heard a great sermon on the boat this morning as the loons were calling. And I get that. There is something so beautiful and peaceful and awe-inspiring about being out in the world. We can perceive God's activity. We can see God's handiwork in the trees, in the stars, in the mountains. God's beauty is out there. It's everywhere, if we just have eyes to see it. And yet, the God who we can perceive in nature is most fully known in Jesus Christ. It is through the cross and the resurrection that we see not only God's creative power, but God's love and God's commitment to each one of us. Creation tells us that a God exists. But the cross shows us the depth of God's love for us. And Christ's resurrection makes it clear that that love is stronger than even death. This is the heart of the gospel. For Paul, the Athenians that he had encountered had many gods, each of which were representing parts of a truth, slivers of hope. But Paul had received the fullness of God's love, the very presence of Jesus Christ, a presence that does not dwell in temples made by human hands, a presence that is not served by human efforts, but the very presence that gives life and breath to all people. And more than that, God is not watching us from a distance. The God that we have come to know in Jesus has come for us. The cross is where God's mercy consumes all of the things that separate us from God and God's love. The resurrection is the assurance that death is defeated, that hope is alive, and that God's promises are true. It's not a philosophical idea or a cool religious concept. This is the promise of faith that God has given us, poured into us, this gift of faith that we have received from God. So in faith, trusting in that promise that it is for you, come up to the altar. Receive the God who made heaven and earth and all that is in it. Come receive God's body and blood that is broken and shed for you. Because in Jesus, the God we perceive is the God that we receive. The invisible become visible. The distant becomes near, and the unknown becomes Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and Lord. Amen.